5592.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Tuesday morning. It's October 7th. It's now 18 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock and 54 degrees, blue skies and sunshine, and Dave and Deb Gibble with me this morning. You're probably ready for some cold weather and some snow for fire truck rides, aren't you? You're not going to buy that? I got to turn it on first.
You ought to know by now, with my helps. Voice, you don't need to have it too close.
It helps. How are things going?
Well, good. I'm not ready, in case the air or the people on the air didn't catch it. He asked if I was ready for winter.
Yeah.
And you're crazy. Yeah. It just comes. I can't stop it.
It's coming.
We do have fun,
yeah.
I think.
You thoroughly enjoy the season, don't you?
Well, we do. Yeah.
You know what? You start now, though. You have stuff going on all the time.
Yeah, we do. We have things going all the time. We talked off air a little bit, Aaron and I did, and Deb, my wife's with me today.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she is.
I'm curious what. See, I keep looking here at what's in this bag.
Can tell you now.
Those are 100-year-old recipe cookies that my grandma had.
Yeah.
And Deb makes them, and there's Rice Krispies in them, and
coconut.
And just something to keep your diet at check.
Yeah, we want to. I'm going to have to try those.
They're called Leota's Crunchy Cookies.
Yeah,
Crunchy Cookies.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yep.
Because I have yet to find everything that Deb has ever brought in has just been delicious.
Last one?
Calorie free, right?
That last thing you brought in, what was that?
It was called Nut Roll.
Oh, are you kidding me? It was delicious is what it was. These are crunchy cookies.
Yeah, you're going to get...
It's
kind of an interesting
cookie.
Hard cookie.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
soft, but they're crunchy.
You can't eat just one.
They're both.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. They're both.
And they're so nice. Because you got the best of both worlds.
It is. Look at that.
They're kind of...
But it crunches when you eat it. What's it called?
Leota's Crunchy Cookies.
Leota's Crunchy Cookies.
That was
my grandma's first name.
That with some ice cold milk, I could eat that whole bag.
You will anyhow.
Probably. Probably.
But they are pretty tasty. And
that's delicious.
His cousin from Minnesota gave me that recipe that because her mom had it, and I'd never heard of it before, and so... She had it one time we were there, and I was like, oh,
"We're talking
that's so fun."
Dessert before this.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
No, that
this.
Cookie.
Oh, the,
no, this cookie oh, came from. Cookie.
How do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it is
from Kathy Sue.
Yeah.
It is so because it is, like, moist, and you can it's like soft, but it's crunchy all at the same time. I don't know. That's pretty cool.
They're pretty tasty.
If I hung around you, Deb, I'd weigh 500 pounds.
Well,
cooking class.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Twice.
He has a sweet tooth. And
is that delicious or what? Have you had these, Dave?
No, I've never had one. I've had hundreds. yeah, they're good.
Okay.
They're just a homemade recipe with no preservatives in them.
Oh, it's delicious.
You know, so it's a virgin cookie.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have some more of those. I'm going to have to put that out of my reach because I'll sit here and eat them the whole time. Okay, let's talk about the fire truck. Delighted. Most people have seen the light
of fire.
All around the region.
It is. It's pretty well known.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about it in the past, but my intentions were like 13, 14 years ago. I bought this fire truck. And I was going to take the top deck off and turn it into a hauler and pull a big, long trailer and put my crew cab international pickups on it and go to shows.
Yeah.
And Deb said, we got grandkids. Everybody would kill for a grandpa to have a fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
So I kept it and didn't like it, but I kept it because, you know, mm-hmm. Deb is the boss.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, when you have four little grandboys, you know.
And she makes cookies like this, Dave. How can you
have another cookie?
I'm going
Aaron.
To have another one.
He must have missed breakfast, or
I'm going to have another one. I'm going to have to slide it out.
What you need to do to help that is look in the mirror when you eat, and then you won't be eating.
Is that the trick? Is that the trick?
Yeah.
I can see myself right there, so I'm going to go with that. So.
But we kept the fire truck like it was because we had grandkids, and we would get it out in the summer. You know, in spring, whenever the kids would come to Elliot, we would get it out and just give them a ride because Elliot's pretty lenient on, mm-hmm. you know, blowing the siren or honking the horns and stuff. But we kept it that way, and I had no intentions of what I was going to do with it. And all of my vehicles, when the kids were home, always named them.
Okay.
They always gave them a name.
Sure.
You know, we had names for different vehicles, and that's fine, and it stuck. But I decided, okay, being she won the war, I'm gonna get to name it.
Uh-huh.
And I went and had vinyl lettering company make a flame, you know, a fire flame, mm-hmm. and then a circle and then a line through it. So that means put out the fire. And on top of it, I put hot flash and on bottom eliminator because my wife has hot flash problems. Now, that's funny. Now, some people listening to this, the older, are going to go, oh, did you hear what he said? Well, she was a little upset, but when we started going to parades and stuff,
mm-hmm.
her fan base, she didn't know she had a fan base. There was a lot of women along the route that would clap and say, We know what you mean.
It resonated.
It did.
It resonated.
Yeah. And I know that's kind of, it's a funny story. And when we kind of changed paths, and older you get, the more you understand, and it's not hard to understand that we had no intentions of doing this, and the man upstairs mm-hmm. just slowly worked his miracles, and we don't question it, and we don't brag about it. We just understood,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when we started hauling kids and people and stuff, I kind of questioned Deb. I said, should I remove that? And she says, I don't know, little kids. You know, won't say, and then we talked about it a little bit more, and I said, well, let's just leave it this way. If a little kid asks about it, I'll just tell them they need to talk to their mom and dad.
Let them deal with it.
Yeah. And it's still there,
uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't really notice it. So that's how the fire truck got started, and when we started hauling, we didn't even have a ladder up to the top deck, and people would crawl halfway up and crawl under a bar and get back. It was a chore, and I told Deb, we've got to, you know, change this. So I installed a ladder and everything, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's a neat deal for people.
So now today, I mean, like I said, you see it all over Southwest Iowa and the region. How many dates do you go to? Do you know a year?
I don't
have any idea.
I don't count.
You got them all the time, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, we did a ride last Saturday, at Carrie Holback.
Yeah.
Years ago, she called us and we hauled her Christmas, and then she also called us one year, and she had her class reunion all come down to her house, and she graduated somewhere in Minnesota, I believe. But
okay.
They all came to Carrie's, and we went out on an October fall, beautiful full moon night,
mm-hmm.
and it was just so much fun to be in the open air for them people, and just a little hint of cold in the air, and that's kind of been a tradition ever since. I always get a hold of Carrie, or Carrie gets a hold of me, and I said, it's time for a fall ride.
And here you go.
And so we showed up last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, showed up last Saturday, and I always say Carrie must have a Rolex with 1,000 people because she knows everybody, and she had to narrow it down to 30, 40 maybe total or something like that. But we hauled two loads.
Yeah.
And we hauled the first load of just kids, and a couple adults went on it for chaperoning or just to keep everything okay, which didn't think we'd have a problem, and we didn't. But we went around Red Oak in the most fun time for kids, and we do it on Christmas time too, if the roads are nice. But we'll go up on top of South Hill, and cross the old rickety rackety old bridge.
Yeah.
And we did that the other night, and I looked to the east, crossing it, going south, and I seen train lights coming. Well, I know it wasn't Amtrak, because we ride Amtrak, and they come later in the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew it was an old coal train. So we just stayed on the bridge. And as the train comes into Red Oak, it climbs a little bit of a grade, so the train lights are like hitting us right in our face on top of the bridge. It's not below us.
Right.
And all the kids on the train started screaming and saying, move, move, they're going to run into us, move, move. And they were screaming, and as the train got closer, a train engineer pulling coal at night's pretty boring.
Yeah.
And when he seen the fire truck sitting up on there all lit up, he probably thought, what the heck is that? So he gave me four honks, and I gave him four back. And then about 200 yards or so before the bridge, he turned the horns on tight and put the coals to it. And the kids just screamed. They will remember that the rest of their life.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So it was
fun.
Like on the side of the door, bringing you happy memories.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to do that. We hauled the adult group after that.
And yeah.
Couldn't find any more trains. We went back up there. But when you cross the South Hill or the...
That's an experience in and of itself right there.
It is. And we're under the...
You feel like you're
going to fall in. We're under the weight limit just by maybe 2,000 pounds or so. But that bridge, you don't... People hurry across that, and you can't because it's tear you apart. But that's what we do now. And we do, town events and...
Do you have some scheduled for this fall?
Yeah.
And then winter?
We're coming back to Red Oak this Saturday afternoon, and they're doing a grand opening at the Firehouse Cafe,
mm-hmm.
and they have asked us to come and haul kids.
Okay.
And I think somebody's dressing up like a Dalmatian or a dog and going to ride with us or something.
Okay.
But we're going to haul for 2 hours down at the Firehouse Cafe, so if you want to come down and eat, bring your kids. We're gonna haul from 2 to 4, and we'll have fun. Beautiful weather coming.
Oh, it's gonna be nice.
Yeah,
yeah. Gonna be nice.
And then we turn around and head right back north to Atlantic to the Fireman's Parade, and
okay.
we have families up there that we're going to haul in the parade, and then we're gonna park it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna park it for a while, then we'll pick it up, and the end of November. We'll start with the Corinda Christmas Parade, which is a beautiful parade.
Yes.
And then...
it's a lighted parade, I think, isn't
it?
It
is. Yeah. It is, yeah. And then we've got, and I can't remember the date, I think it's after the Corinda Parade, for sure, but we have a family in Shenandoah that we've hauled in the past, and it is... we've hauled them a couple times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And... We had an outing the other night down at Shan, and met the lady that we had hauled in the past. She lives on the main drag going through Shan, and she used to always have her front porch just full of all kinds of different sized Christmas trees all lit up.
Okay.
I won't mention any names on the radio because I don't want to upset them if they don't want us to mention their names. But what was so cool when we hauled them like 4 years ago as a family, they had both great grandmas.
Oh, wow.
On the fire truck, and one was like 91 or so, 92, and the other one was like 88, 89.
Oh, wow.
And then she called me here 3-4 weeks ago and scheduled another ride for this winter, and those grandmas are like 97 and 93 or 4, and they're wanting to go.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, that's just so special.
Many, many. That's when, great, wow. great grandma now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're probably great, great.
Wow.
When we got done hauling them that night in Shan, it was a nice night in the 30s. That's nice in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And no wind. And they didn't want to get off. But they had their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandkids. They had all that generation on that fire truck.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's a special feeling.
Yes, it is.
You know,
and hope then, they got a photo of that. That's
pretty
cool.
Well, we do, but we decided, and we'll talk to the family members, but we would like to do kind of a Dr. Manorio, a little interview with those ladies on mm-hmm. the fire truck. We'll just have to work and see how it works and how the weather is and stuff. But,
yeah.
Oh, that's just, you know, that's
cool.
Thick Christmas right there.
Absolutely it is. Very good.
Yeah. I got, let's see. I'll start out with, you know, in Red Oak, we haul a lot, families, and then a lot of events. And the first event's going to be on the 29th at downtown on the square. And that is the chamber sponsors that. And those rides are free.
Okay.
10 in the morning till noon. And we always, kind of run over. I always made a promise that I'd never leave anybody standing on the sidewalk watching us leave.
So you keep going.
That, yeah. Well, we go until it's all over with. And then you got a chance also in Red Oak for the kids and the adults to ride on December 14th from 2 to 5 at the YMCA. And at the Y, we've done it a little different. In the past, when it started out years ago, hauling down there, we had maybe 100 kids or so, you know, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And pretty soon, we were loading 400 kids and adults. And I think that was my saying was I was going to haul them until they were all done. And
yeah.
Well, I think the Y didn't go, oh, we can't do it, but they had to have more volunteers because it was like a three-ring zoo. Why? Because they would all show up,
yeah.
Get in line, and
it's a lot of people.
They had to have help to do crafts and stuff so they wouldn't tear the YMCA apart inside. And so Kovic showed up, and when Kovic showed up, then Matt, he really done a good deal there. He didn't have the kids come to the Y. We went to the kids that year of COVID, and we had like 7-8 checkpoints in Red Oak. The kids could all come and wait for Santa,
yeah,
to come in on the truck. And Santa and Mrs. Claus was there, and they had some elves with us. And I thought it was so special because I'm a firm believer in Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
I am, you know, because Santa was easier to understand than to understand the real meaning of Christmas when you're 2, 3, 4 years old. I have a problem with parents thinking that they can indoctrinate them at 2 or 3 when it's so complicated. You know, I don't know if I should say this, but just ride the lie until somebody at school rats on them, you know.
Yeah.
And I've always said after kids figure this all out, then it's the parents' job, and it's so important to teach them,
mm-hmm.
to show them what the real meaning of Christmas is. I honestly think that that's how I feel, and I still feel that way today, because little kids, they need, you know, something to believe in, and,
yes.
And at 3 and 4, don't make it so complicated. But anyhow, so we took the kids to Santa, or we took Santa to the kids, and then we mic'd, we had a mic, so the kids can actually ask Santa on the fire truck what they wanted for Christmas.
Oh.
Well, it was a bond that needed to be there because you don't want to lose faith that no Santa Claus is going to – we can't
right.
go to the Y this
right.
year. So we did that year, and it worked out fantastic. Everybody got a little bag of goodies and stuff. And then when we got back into the – going to the Y again I should say this. For people that have tuned in, we are going to talk about the car crews.
Yes.
But Aaron here at the radio station, he likes to hear about the fire truck.
Uh-huh.
And when we're going to get down to the fire truck, we'll get into the car crew. So don't hang up or don't
yeah.
pull the plug on the wall. But we got back into doing the Y. And again, it was just overcrowded. So Matt came up with a brilliant idea. And this is for everybody that wants to come to ride this year. You make reservations.
Okay.
And you call the Y, and it probably won't have a Facebook yet out on who you could call yet, but keep looking at the Y Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and you need to call the Y and make a reservation to ride.
Ah.
And Matt did that a few years back, and it just simplified it to where you didn't have to have all of that volunteer help to do crafts,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to come at 2 and stand in line or 3.
Yeah.
So it's 2 to 5. Make reservations at the Y for your party to write.
And I'm sure we'll be visiting with him when we get a little closer to that time frame, but that is a good way to...
Oh, he simplified a lot of things. And we still get a lot of people that come, and if they don't make a reservation, they have a real nice hay ride, mm-hmm. little hay rack that they can ride on, and they kind of do the same route we do for kids that didn't get reservations.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you're trying to please everybody. So that's what's going on with that. And then we will be taking Santa to the Fairway grocery store again this year for Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah.
And that is going to be December 4th from 4:30 to 6:30. And that is when you can come see Santa, bring your kids. That's also when you can come. I think that's the last maybe date that you can sign your kids up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also do that at Fairway. They have a little place behind the fire truck to help you sign up your children.
Yeah.
But Santa comes and you can see Santa. But also, we moved it to 4:30. We used to do it 5 to 7, but 4:30 to 6:30. And I guess I'm shouting out to the kids to come see Santa, you know, but I'm shouting out to all the adults that really, really, it's kind of been slowing on the bringing toys, you know, the last yeah. 3 or 4 years. It's really slowed down. And if you've got a toy, it's all toys, got to be, you know, unwrapped and everything, mm-hmm. or we take money, we'll take your money, but we need to help.
Yeah.
There's a big demand. There's a lot of kids in Red Oak that people don't understand need help. It's the parents that need help.
When we have the opportunity to get a little closer to talk about that, absolutely. Be generous. If you have the opportunity to be generous, that's a great opportunity to be generous.
You do. Yeah. So that's about it for the old fire truck. You know,
people, how long have you been doing the fire truck rides?
Well,
that seems like
13 years.
It's just
maybe
a staple now.
12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we ventured to Council Bluffs a couple times. We've never crossed the river into Omaha, and I don't want to. It's a whole different atmosphere in the big city. You know, they gang up, and they surround you, taking pictures and asking questions, and it's a little scary.
Yeah.
We go over to
Hobby Lobby,
and Council Bluffs, try to every year if the weather's nice, and bring the fire truck, and we set the fire truck up in the parking lot, and we set it up, program the music, and we walk away from it. And people, when they see it, you know, you see kids, they put, you know, on the back bumper, and you'll see the flashes and stuff, and they just eat it up. But when you get ready to leave, they're still there. And you have to ask them to please move so we can go home.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but it's a good thing.
Just keep it in Iowa. Just keep it over here in Iowa. And then.
It's
we ring the Salvation Army bell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what we do. Yeah,
gotcha.
We should include that because that's very important.
You bet.
Too. We ring the bell, and there's just been a lot of Christmas spirit things that's happened around that fire truck
that you
can't talk about.
That's good.
Yeah, because you'd be called a liar. Oh, there's one more thing though.
Yeah,
and then we'll get on to the cruise. I'm not gonna hold you at gunpoint, but you need to come ride this year, and it's only 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's all the longer I asked for you, because I had something special for you that I'm going to play.
No.
Yes, and I want you to be there to ride, because I've been working on this for 2 years.
Whoa.
Well, last year you didn't come, and that's fine. You're busy, but if you can try and come, let me know, because I will have what I need to make you happy.
I don't know if I need to be scared
or not.
Deb. Tell me, do I need
to? No, it'll be okay.
No, you can ride up front with me.
Oh, wow.
Or you can ride in the back.
Okay.
But you got to come because, well, you're going to say, well, at least I tried to make an effort to make you happy.
All right.
You know.
Sounds good.
But we have hauled, we've hauled over 16,000 people on that thing since we've had it. Yeah,
wow.
we started counting a year or so. Well, we counted all the pictures that we took of the people that rode and all the, you know, we haul a lot at different events. And that's including just not Christmas, but everything.
Yeah.
You know, 16,000
people. A lot of
people. Oh gosh, you
see it all over.
Yeah,
Dave and Deb Gamble with me. All right, let's talk about the cruise.
Yeah, the car cruise. That's another.
The ninth annual.
Yeah, the ninth annual car cruise.
Southwest Iowa car cruise.
Yep.
You got your route put together and you got it all.
Yep.
Have you been out driving it?
Yeah. We drove it and drove it and drove it and.
Well, give me the details.
I'm not talking into the mic. I'm sorry. I can only give you so many.
All right. Well, give me what you can give me.
Because ever since I've started this cruise, I've never, ever let the route out.
It's top secret.
It's top secret. Yeah, Southwest Iowa top secret.
Uh-huh.
And the reasoning I do that is when we were little, my sisters and my brother, if we'd go on a Sunday afternoon ride, which a lot of people did back then.
Yeah.
I still enjoy doing it today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
Mom would always say, get in the car, we're going for a ride. And I would always, everybody would always say, where are we going? Where are we going? You don't need to worry about where you're going. Just get in the car and enjoy it. Uh-huh. And you'll see where we're going. So that's kind of the reason why I do it is because they actually didn't know where they were going, but I do.
Yeah.
But I'm still not going to tell because we want to make it enjoyable. And they do know where it goes when they come that morning and sign up and get their packet. It's got the route. It's timed and everything. And I'll just talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
It's going to be Sunday, October 12th, and we're leaving out of Shenandoah, Iowa this year. And we will be leaving from the Fairway Grocery Store in Shenandoah. And we'll pass through 14 towns that day. And we'll be cruising 140 miles this year. We kind of took 20, 25 miles off the route because we are going to cruise to a private collection of cars and pickups and some tractors. And it's just a private collection. And that's going to be our noon time set down. We are doing 2 hours at dinner time this year to tour his collection. Won't tell you who it is or where it's at. I'm sorry. You
got to show up. You got to go on the
show
cruise.
Up. And I have been through his collection twice, and it's very informative. I will make a hint about it. There is maybe a Ford or two, but it's mostly GM stuff, but that's okay.
All right.
It's beautiful stuff to look at. And while we're there, that's our dinner time. We will sit down. He actually caters. So he has a dining area to where you have the choice of bringing your own meal, if you want, and sit and eat with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a listings of where you can go to eat if you don't want to stay and eat there, to a town that's nearby. Or you can just sit down and eat with us, and it's a free will donation.
Okay.
And he's going to have hot dogs and Maid Rites and salads and chips and dessert and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that'd be the easy thing to do, to eat with him.
Yeah, yep. It will be. And so that's what we're doing this year. We're kind of reaching out and going into private collections this year. We haven't done it since Kobe.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if I'll do it every year, but it was just this guy is a super nice guy, and he's been on our cruise several times. So we're gonna have a sit down meal and have a good time and enjoy it.
So you're leaving from Shenandoah.
Yep, we're going to leave
Fairway parking lot on October 12th. Do I sign up ahead of time or do I sign up the morning?
It's too late now.
Okay.
The sign-up's over the 6th of October to send me, your sheet because with mail nowadays, I don't want to rub the scab and make it bleed, but our first grandson's in college now. And he's at University of Minnesota, we sent Deb made cookies and sent to him, and we sent it priority mail, UPS or United States Postal Service. It got there in a week.
No, like seven, almost 8 days.
Oh no,
a week.
The eighth day.
Oh no,
I'm not trying to bash the mail, but a week and it's 360 miles away. I felt so sorry, and then my grandson, he could have used them for hockey pucks probably.
It didn't work out too well.
It didn't work out good. So that's why the cutoff date is October 6th. You can come that morning and sign up, and we're going to leave at 9 o'clock, and I am really precise about that because our cruise is all timed.
You have the whole thing timed out.
Yeah, it is. It's timed out, so we leave at 9 sharp, so you got to be there at 9 sharp. I'll give you my phone number here in a little bit and the email, but if you happen to be wanting to come and you happen to be late, you need this phone number because you need to call me and ask where you at. Because I'm not going to tell you until that day.
So you get caught up on the ride.
Yeah, and if we don't get everybody signed up, I tell everybody to be early, early, early. We leave at 9, so be early. We'll be there probably at 7 o'clock to start. Because we'll just pack things up, throw it in the container, and then we'll continue signing up probably at dinner time. But we got to keep it going because if somebody lives on the route, and don't want to start in Shenandoah, I can tell them what time, where to be, and they can get on board.
Now, with that, are there requirements with my car or my truck that I need to be able to?
Well, I prefer it all be Ford.
But it needs
but
to be.
It ain't gonna happen.
I mean, you need to be able to go highway speed.
Yeah,
that sort of stuff.
You need to be able to run 55 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And we don't even do that. But it's just easy to say. If you can run 55, you can run with us.
Uh-huh.
And anything that has rubber tires, bring it. Motorcycles would be fun this year. The weather is going to be like 78 degrees for a high.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, you can run with us and run in the back, you know, as a group, you know, and just follow us if you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's $25 is your entry fee, and with the $25 you get a T-shirt, a cruise T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and then you get your packet that tells you where you're going. And in the packet, it has we do a morning stop, in between leaving and dinner time. I personally, when I first started this, I didn't need that stop, but I do now. But men tend to need to; they can't go that long.
Yeah.
So we had problems with men pulling off, and so I had to put a morning pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and you can get more coffee. You can go to the bathroom, get gas if you want. And every place that we stop has every place where you can either get gas or food or bathroom. And it has the addresses so you can smartphone it when you get into town.
You have put some work into this
thing.
Well,
yeah. And in the same way, this year is kind of simple, hopefully, for dinner. Everybody, I'm more than happy if people bring their own lunch.
Yeah.
That is perfectly fine. Bring your own beverage if you want, and eat with us. It's not mandatory, but we're providing a place to sit and eat as a group.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say I'm not saying that, you know, mushy mush time or anything. We've been doing this. This will be our ninth year. We're kind of a family when we go cruising. We take care of each other, and we watch out for each other, and we, you know, we try to have a great time, which we do. We have that morning break. We have the dinner break, and then in the afternoon we have a afternoon break. And the morning break's 45 minutes, the noon break's an hour, but we're going to make it 2 hours.
Right.
And then the afternoon break is going to be only like 25 minutes because we're not that far from where we started at dinner time. Plus, from where we stop, we've got a 30-some mile straight shot back to Shenandoah.
And so you'll end up where you started then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we won't end up at Fairway, but we'll end up in Shenandoah.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah. We are going to leave Shan and then go to the noon stop, and that's our turnaround.
Okay.
And we're going to...
You, by the way, you've been doing this 9 years, Dave, and you kind of do a different route every year, right?
Absolutely.
Just kind of something different than you've done
before.
How
boring is it to go on the same route? And people do that, which is fine. You know, there's small cruises that people just go, because they just go 50 miles maybe and back, and then they sit around top, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I like showing the country and showing Southwest Iowa. Last year we went up into the Lost Hills, which was beautiful, and we do all of that, and we have to kind of, the reason, like I say, timing is very important, but I think I said this last year on the air, a gentleman from Council Bluffs went on a Freedom Rock tour. Mm-hmm. And they all left together, but there was no guidance, nobody to tell them we need to keep going. And by the time they got back, they were the only ones that were there out of all the ones that left, because everybody sat around and zigzagged and did that.
You kind of keep everyone bunched up,
don't
you?
Well, we have to. Yeah. We had 70-some last year. You know, you got to keep that rolling. And the afternoon break, we, you know, all that good stuff. I lead the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but I got to do it, and it's so much work that sometimes you think, wow, am I having fun? But I am, because everybody is having fun behind me, so that's great. But I've got a guy, John Gross, here in Red Oak that goes on the cruise, and he's been going here for 3, 4, 5 years, and he kind of stepped in and volunteered to be at the rear, and we call him the tail gunner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very important, because if something happens, I don't know it, because I'm at the very front.
Yeah.
So if somebody has a problem, John's at the rear. He can control it and call me and tell me what's going on. And it's really important, because last year we had a cruise line 3 miles long.
Wow.
That's how long. 70.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's 3 miles long, and it's not, we roll enough to where we don't hold people up. I'm sure we make people mad, but I'd rather be doing like 49 mile an hour than 15 in a tractor ride.
You,
because they really don't like them.
Yeah.
You know, but so John keeps tabs on everybody and lets me know, and I call him constantly to ask him where he's at with his group, you know. And when you're 3 miles out of a town you left from and they're just getting out of town, you have to be we're very efficient on.
Well, and you have some classic vehicles, there could be a problem here and there.
Yeah. But we also, though, with the classic vehicles, I'm glad you said that. I stress family. I stress family, whether you come in a classic or whether you come in your family car.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about who has the fanciest ride. It's just, this is a time for those people to show off their rides if they want. But it isn't the most important. We have families that come in four-door modern cars to see God's country.
And
that's really what it's all about. Unfortunately, we're not going to see much fall foliage this
year. It's kind of probably in it's
green foliage.
So
there's a little bit of yellow out there.
It's kind of turning.
And that's it.
Yeah.
These next few days might be good to you, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at the forecast Saturday, mostly sunny and upper 70s. Whew, you couldn't pick a better day, could you?
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, man, it's going to be
nice.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we don't do a rain date this year. We usually do. And we've used it 1 year, but the gentleman that we're going to, he is not available next Sunday.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be in Oklahoma. So we're going rain or shine. And
it's going to be nice.
Thanks for the weather update.
It's going to be nice.
Yes, it is. But when we get back into Shan, we have a special treat. And I shouldn't say we, because I'm not behind it. But last year in Atlantic, when we got back on the cruise, the Atlantic cruisers that cruise with us, the group, they had a after cruise lunch.
Ah.
And they rented the park across from the courthouse there on Highway 6, and they had a bathrooms and a lunch, and they served food and everything, and it's kind of working out kind of nice. And I didn't start it, but a gentleman went last year from Shenandoah, Donnie Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
and first time he ever went, and he loved it. And I just kind of, after the crew, told him, I said, well, we're going to come to your town next year. Well, then he went home and kind of scratched his head. And all of our donations are going to go to the Shenandoah Food Bank.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Because you do donate to some cause.
Yes, we donate everything to the Shenandoah Food Bank this year. And last year it was the Atlantic Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have been kind of stepping up a little bit. Some of the people want to. And I don't have a problem with it. We're going to do a 50-50, so we sell tickets during the day.
Yeah.
And then also, John, our tail gunner, he has went around and has collected some real nice giveaways.
Oh, wow.
And you can buy tickets to win a giveaway.
Okay.
And then I think he said he's even – see, I did a poker run last year. And I haven't got time for that. I'm surprised Deb even came home with me, because it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I had to hand out cards every stop and mm-hmm. the best hand. It was fun. And it's always fun doing it, but it's a lot of work putting it on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun being participating in that.
Well, if you got like John Gross here in town,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's collected some.
Yeah, he's been out beating doors down. He did it last year. But we're going to get – but all of those – you know, everybody needs to try and win a chance, because the money goes all to the Shenandoah Food Bank.
Yep.
So we're going to do that. But this Donnie Marsh said, oh, I think we might try that. So Donnie calls me up later on after the cruise and into the winter and blah, blah, blah. And so Donnie and his wife Paulette and Ernest and – Janine Ligidol, they're kind of in the – they help with the Shenandoah Food Bank. I honestly didn't ask Donnie if they were leaders in charge.
Right.
It doesn't matter, but they do a lot of donation time to the food bank. They're going to feed us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's free for all the cruisers.
Yeah.
But they have also stepped it up, and we're all going to get together at the mill. You know where that's at?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's all been renovated.
You betcha.
And there's big.
Dr. Brady, and you betcha.
Yeah, and so they're going to allow all of us cruisers to go in and have a meal, and they're going to have, pulled pork sandwiches and
barbecued ham.
Okay.
That is interesting.
And side dish and I don't know what all they're having. It's going. I don't care if it's a toothpick and a pickle. It's free.
Show and up it's, and it's going to
yes,
be fun.
Yes, and it's the cause behind it, because I am so thankful that they're doing that, because that's not something that we asked them to do.
Yeah, kind of above and beyond.
Yes,
there, so.
Yes, yes. So shout out to those two couples. For doing it, and we'll be coming into Shan, and the cruise is timed enough to where I'll be honest with you, we'll be right there about 4:45.
You've got it timed out. I just got a text from John, said he's got some $25 gift cards and some other things that are going to be. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's got it covered. I don't. I would trade jobs with him.
But you got this whole thing timed out to where, like you say, you know pretty much what time you're going to be.
Yes.
What if I can't make the whole thing, but I want to show up, and can I call you and just kind of hop in at some point, or how does that work?
Oh yeah, yeah, Well, that's just it. You know, pretty much, we've had a confrontation here years ago with a guy that jumped in and ran with us, and he got real hostile at our morning break, and I asked him if he would, you know, being you're running with us, would you want to please maybe join in on the cause, you know, because we're raising money for, and he got all bent out of shape.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't say anything. I just said, well, I said, you know, you're kind of running our fun.
Uh-huh.
And so he got vicious, and then pretty soon he calmed down, and then he said he didn't want no darn t-shirt. What would it cost?
Yeah.
And so I told him, and he still was on. He was still on a war path, so then he wrote me a check, and when he handed me the check, he said, I'll get to the bank and cancel this Monday morning. So he was just he was just one of those, you have them, you know, and the best thing you do is just absorb it.
But if you're going to participate, though, pay your dues and do your free.
Well, that's most generous.
This
people.
Goes to the this all goes
yes,
to a good
yes.
cause.
Right. And we haven't had a problem since.
I mean,
and the sad part is, he shows up every year, and he pays.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So it was gentle talk to him, and he was just irate, you know, because he was going on and on about how we pay taxes on the road and we can drive anywhere. And he kept saying, "You're right, you're right, you know." But it's a fun time. We don't do, you know, last year we had. I went through the notes last year's cars, and not everybody writes down on the sign-up sheet what make or model and stuff that they have.
Yeah.
But just the ones that did write it down, we had 66, and we had, you know, like five or six that didn't put on there what the make and model was.
Yeah.
But I was really upset, because I'll just real quick go.
Yeah.
The AMs, there was one AMC, there was one GMC, there was two Oldsmobiles, three Buicks, one Hummer, one Porsche, one Mercedes-Benz, two Studebakers, six Dodges, one Lincoln, one Rambler, four Pontiacs, one Plymouth, one International pickup. That was me. And eight Fords. And drum roll, there was 32 Chevys.
Wow.
So I'm upset.
Oh. You need some more Fords in there.
Oh, yeah, we need more Fords. But it's a fun time. It's a lot of work. You just got to be cautious and careful out there. Fall season's pretty picky, and I think the fall season will be busy again if the weather gets warm.
I think
warm.
It will, yeah.
So we'll have to watch out for the combines and the wagons and stuff, and that's what you should do.
But what a fun way to spend a day,
yes,
though.
Maybe someday you can come.
Maybe so.
You get maybe Jerry out of retirement
we might
for
do that.
Sunday, and you
see
and
if
your
we
wife
can that.
Go and take whatever you want, or maybe I'll take the old crew cab and you can ride with us.
There you go.
You know,
it sounds good.
Yeah, I'm forgetting something probably, but it pretty much catches it. The biggest thing I want to say is here's a phone number that you can call me at if you're interested, and that's 712-789-0155.
Yep.
Or email me at dgammell@netins.net.
So let me repeat that to you, Dave.
All right.
712-789-0155.
Mm-hmm.
That's your phone number. Or I'm just going to say it, dgammell@netins.net.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. And I'm also forgetting one more thing.
What's that?
I couldn't have done it without this beautiful bride of mine. We you know, you gotta have a good woman to get successful, and she's Deb's the tick of my heart, and we celebrated our 50th anniversary this year in July.
Wow.
Yeah. And people say, 50? How on earth did you last that long? And I told everybody that Deb was a challenge, but we made it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We know Deb. We know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm sorry. I enjoy talking to people, and I enjoy talking.
50 years, though.
Yeah, 50 years.
So what's the secret?
Gosh.
Come on, Dave. Now,
well,
other than Deb is patient and kind. And
somebody in the pair has to be patient.
Yes.
And the one give and take.
Yes.
And the one that isn't patient have to realize that, you know, you can't do this, or she's going to eventually, or he's going to eventually, whichever way it goes, is going to lower the boom or just pack, you know, when you get home and you see your suitcase setting up. we've talked about it, you know, now that we're 50 years in the marriage, we've talked about it. And I don't remember ever a knockdown, drag-out argument and stuff. Years ago when we first got married, I was big into tractor pulling, very big into tractor pulling before I even met Deb. And we pulled for a few years after that, but we left Essex one fall tractor pull, and we got around the curve coming out of Essex. And these are the four words that a man never wants to hear. We need to talk. And the kids were like 5 and 3 or 6 and 4, something like that. But she was tired of it.
Yeah.
And she was tired of eating the dust and sitting in the stands supporting me. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people in the high performance or the Motorhead era that would tell them where they should go because that was his deal. And I didn't. I just looked over at her and I said, "What do you want to do?" And she suggested camping.
Yeah.
And so I parked my hot rod tractors, parked them, never got them out again, and went and bought a camper. And that was it. And she made me quit smoking, which was the best thing.
See, you need that person in your life.
Yes, no doubt about it. She used the kids as leverage. Whenever we'd go somewhere in a car, they would just continuously cough and the smoke and that and that and that. And it was the hardest thing I ever did was to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And I think people have to understand that have quit smoking. It was the hardest thing I ever did. It was an addiction that you can't believe.
And so...
Yeah, love my wife dearly.
These cookies. If you have cookies like that, I mean, that gets over most things right there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Goodness. Yeah. Have a
and
cookie.
we thank you for letting us do this every year because it's so much fun to talk to you.
I love to do it. These are good things you're doing, Dave. I mean,
spread,
like you said, all the stories from Christmas and all the good times and family memories that you help make, both with the fire truck and with the cruise.
Sure.
I mean,
sure,
it's sure. it's a good,
we'll
good
be positive.
Thing to do. You bet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank
these
you very much.
These are the good things. Nice to see you both. Thank you for the mm-hmm. cookies.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, and take care, and we'll visit again soon. Make okay. it a good one. Dave and Deb Gamble with me again. The cruise, the dates on the cruise will be, it's Sunday, October 12th. Can people just show up that morning,
yep,
Dave?
Absolutely.
But you're going to leave at 9 a.m.
Yep.
You're hitting the road at 9 a.m.,
yep,
so
yep.
show up early.
Be early.
Very good. Nice to see you both. Make it a good one. Dave and Deb Gamble with me this morning.